We are on Daf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph, by the Mishnah. Ha-Sheichet Behema Chayev Oif, person shechted a Behema Chayev Oif, V'lo Yotza Mehem Dam, and no dam came out v'shas Shchite, is Ksheirem. So the halacha is that the Shchite is Mata, the Behema Chayev Oif. So we have to understand what is the chiddush of the Mishnah. So let us just mention two mahalchim and rishonim. The Rambam Perik Dalet Halachi Yud Gimel Mehilchis Macholis Asurei says that Modna Reya said that no dam comes out. So the Rambam says Ve'ein Oimrim Shema Meisa Hoisa. Maybe the behemoth was a bechina of a meisa. The Chasam Sofer is Mavaya. We'll have later halacha by if a person shechts a mesukenes and we don't know what the matzav was and it was not mefarches after the shechita, so that's a raya that the shechita was not good. That there was not enough chiyus in the behemet since I know it was a mesukenes. So here the Mishnah is telling us even though there was no dam that went out v'shas shchita, that is not a reyes bechlal in the chiyus of the behemah. And I can assume that it's a healthy behemah, and therefore ksherim, that the shchita is matter b'achila. The Rashban Teres Habayis says that the chiddush is as follows. The chiddush is that even though a chaya v'oif needs kisa yadav, And this chayev ha'oif is impossible to make its mufke from kisi adam because there's no dam that comes out for shashchite. Zafal pikein, that is not ma'akev, the heter achila of the chayev ha'oif. That what it mentions behem is agav grore. That's what Kebeger says in the Mishnayis. So that's the first halacha. Sheichet behem, if a person shechted a behem, or a chaya, or a oif, lo yotze mehem dam, and there was no yitzias adam v'shas t'shchite, ksheirem de'kosher l'achilo. V'necholim b'yodayim m'soyavois. And a person is permitted to eat this behem a chaya v'oif, even though stam yodayim are t'meim, Stam Yadayim Arasheni Latumit, but he will not be Metame, the Behemah Chayev Oif, because they were never Huchshel Lekabel Tumit, Lefishel Lehuchshelu Bedam. So the Mishnah is telling us like this, if by a normal Shchita, so the Dam that comes out from the Behemah B'Shash Shchita is Machshel the Behemah, like this every Machel, before one of the Zion Mashkin touch it, it's not Mekabel Tumah, it's not Mekshel Mekabel Tumah. So over here, since there was no Dam Shayotza Mishash Shchita, so one is permitted to eat it, the Yadayim Mesayavais, even though his hands are Tomei, because the Behei Mechayavais will not be Mekabel Tumah. If we shall lay Hukshiru B'dam, Rav Shimon Oima Hukshiru B'Shchita, Rav Shimon says, even though it wasn't Hukshar al Yedei Dam, but the Shchita alone is Machshir, the Shchita alone is Machshir, the Basar, and it is Mekabel Tumah. Let us see Rashi, V'yadayim Mesayavais Kloima, V'loy Netila, these are Stam Yadayim, which have a din of Hasheni L'tumah, the Gozu Aleihem Liyoshniyis. The Gemara's going to ask, Afilo Hukshiru Nami, Ein Sheini Oise Shlishi Bechulim. Afilo it is Mukshir, so also shouldn't be Mekabel Tumah, because Chulun only goes to Lashaini, Tumah goes to Lashlishi, Kodshim to Laravi. But over here, since Pashtus was speaking about Chulun, was speaking about Achai Voi, Achai Yazicha speaking about Chulun. So Al Koponim, Afilo Fus Hukshir also won't be Mekabel Tumah. That is Rab Shimon Oimer Hukshir B'Shchita Migu De Shar Yeshchita LaHachbos Mideiva Minachai. Since the Shchita is matter that it's ois eiva min achai, so it's mataret b'achile, mash v'lei na mei uchlo legabi tume, so it makes it an oichel legabi kabolas tume. Rashi in Chumash, when Rashi speaks about din hechsher, so Rashi says, the longest of hechsher is Rashi in two places says, as follows, V'niskan likrois oichel lekabel tume. After hechsher, it's called an oichel lekabel tume. Rashi says, right afterwards, El Oli is Olav Shem Oichel. Hechsher makes it for Oichel, not a poradum hechsher. The hechsher gives it a Teures Oichel. So then we can understand the Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon says, so the Shchite also gives it a Teures Oichel, it's Matarit Vachile. So it gives it a Heter Achile, so the Shchite, since it gives it a Teures Oichel, Legavi, so the shchita alone gives it a teiras oichel that is roi lekabel tume. Zok the Gemara, taime de lo yotze mehem dam. The Mishnah says the whole reason that it's not mekabel tume because lo yotze mehem dam. Ho yotze mehem dam. But if dam went out, ain't a cholim be yadayim misayev, because then the yadayim would be metame, the bosa. Frek the gemore, amai, yadayim shniyas haim. Yadayim are a sheni litume, stam yadayim have a din sheni litume. Vain sheni is a shlishi bechulun, and sheni does not make a shlishi bechulun. Is it the gemore, umimai de bechulun askinan? Who told you that we're speaking about chulun? Maybe we're speaking about kochim. So Memele in Kochim goes to La Ravi. So the Mosh says, Diktoni Chaya. It says in the Mishnah Chaya also, Dilo Kochim, if it's speaking about Kochim, Chaya the Kochim Iike, there's no Kolbin of that, that's brought from a Chaya. Vesu, that's one Chaya. A second Chaya, Ibe Kochim, if we're speaking about Kochim, Kilo Yotza Mehem Dam Sheirim, the Mishnah tells us two halachas. The first halach is that it's Koshel Lachile. So if it's speaking about Kochim, Hu Atme Ladamu Tzorich, Kochim, one is not permitted to eat a Kolben till Zrikas Adam. The Zrikas Adam is Machsher, the Kolben Bachile. So Memele, if it's speaking about Kochim, so the first halacha is not a iskalten. It says ksheirim. It's by Kochim, it's not kosher. You don't have any dam to make zrike. Vesu, another raya. I be Kochim, if it's speaking about Kochim, ki yotze mehem dam mi machsher, and if dam did come out, and so the dam machsher, v'omar rabchia barab, v'omar rab yoichanen, minayin le dam kochim she'einay machsher, that dam kochim is not machsher, shenemar al ha'oretz tishpachenu kamayim. Dam shenishpach kamayim machsher. Here it's speaking about the dam behemet. So dam shenishpach tishpachenu kamayim. So you let it fall on the ground. Doesn't need kapola bekeli. Al ha'oretz tishpachenu kamayim. And that dam is aloha equivalent to mayim. Dam shenishpach kamayim machsher. Shenishpach kamayim einay machsher. So lemaise, this dam kochim is not nishpach, it's niskabel bekeli. So it's niskabel bekeli, so it's not hukish lemayim, so it's not machsher. So memele, so can be speaking about kochim. Vesu, I be kochim, if it's speaking about kochim, kilo yotzemem dam loy miskashri. If it's speaking about kochim, you don't need something to be machsherit. Liskashri bechibas hakodesh. The kaimel on chibas hakodesh machsharto. The halach is that chibas hakodesh is machsher. So let us see Rashi, then we'll understand the last kash also. Ki lo yotze mehem dam sheira bitmiyom. If it's speaking about kochim, so how could it be kosher la'achile? Zrike sadam udeshayelo. The zrike is matter the bosa. The sive dam zvachecha yishafech. Vahodar vaboso toichal. So the hetachil only comes after the zrike sadam. And then the Gemara says, if it's speaking about kochim, so dam kochim sheini machshirim nofal al azroim. Dam hanishpach kamayim, that's not niskabel v'keili, avi kamayim. And then the Gemara asks, you don't need hechshir by kochim. The kaimelon chibes hakoidish machshartom. That the chibes of kodesh gives it a teiris oichel, a filum, gives it a teira soichel, a filo, without hechshel. Lemehevi uchle le kubule tume. The sanya bepsochim, veha boso, ashiiga bechol tome. So the vav is meyuta. So we learn that from the vav, le rabbis, eitzim elavoina. That eitzim elavoina are also mekabel tume. Now eitzim elavoina are not a machel, it's not a keili. Bafal pikein, if it's kodesh, it's mekabel tume. The avagav lav uchle ninu. Chibas HaKodesh Mash Viluchem makes it for Anoichel. So, Bekitzer, so, it can't be talking about Kochim for a multitude of reasons. And Al-Koch is speaking about Chulin. So, Chulin, I feel it's Mukshet, Name Kabo Tume from Yedayim Esayavais, because Chulin only goes to Lashayn. Before we see the Gemara further, let us see Taiz. Let us see Tais. Sashaychet behem chayiv oif v'lo yotza. Mashma, the dam chayiv oif machshirim. From the Mishnah it would seem that dam chayiv oif is also machshir. The kosher l'rav Rav Yaakov Meolainish. The Gemara dorish, the dam kochim einei machshir. The chsiv aloret tishpachenu kamay. The Pasuk says that that dam, which dam is kamayim, dam shenishpach, not dam sheniskabu. Dam hanishpach kamayim is machsher, is similar to mayim. Fine. Beper kisi adam amrino. Now there's a posik that achaye, that dam chaye needs kisi adam. We have a klal, beheime beklal chaye. Afal pikein, dam beheime does not need kisi adam. The layamrinim behemah bechlal chaya lekisui mishum dechsiv al haoretz ishpachenu kamayim. This pasuk, which is speaking about a behemah, so we are makish the dam to mayim, and we say as follows: ma mayim leiboy kisui, afainami leiboy kisui. So memela from this pasuk we learn out a few halachas. One halacha we learn out. The dam shen nishpach is machshir like mayim. We also learn out dam shen nishpach. It just is like mayim that it doesn't need kisui. Dam shen, from here we learn out that dam behem shen nishpach does not need kisui. It's similar to mayim. Alme b'dam chaye va'oich dechsiv kisui. So we see clearly that the hekesh to mayim, v'makish dam l'mayim, v'makish it for a few halachas. It's machshel like mayim. It doesn't need kisui like mayim. So this we learn out these two halachas. Now, if dam chaye is needs kisui, sakochach dam chaye is not hukesh l'mayim, because mayim doesn't need kisui. So if it's not hukish lemayim, so it shouldn't be machshir either. Just like we say that dam kochim, that is not dam shenishpa, is not hukish lemayim, so memele dam chay is also not hukish lemayim, because mayim le boy kisui, and dam chay boy kisui. V'yesh loima. And for Tosfos it's no problem. The whole dam hanishpach al ha'oret. You have to learn the pasuk in Pshutai. Every dam hanishpach, which means she mekavlo noisei bekeili, kegoin dam chaya va'oif. Dam chaya va'oif is also nishpach. It's not niskavlo bekeili. Huk shalemayim. it's hukish dam han nishpach es hukish lamayim. Bein linyin hechsher, bein linyin ptul kisui. Ein chanami. That's what it says in this posik. In this posik it says that dam han nishpach is hukish lamayim, and all halachis that mayim is, dam han nishpach also is. So that means it doesn't need kisui, and it doesn't need in its masha. Elo, the linyin kisui, Goli Rachmona Dam Chaya Voiv Voiv Kisus. Now I have another posik. The posik says that Dam Chaya, that even though I have a posik, that all Dam HaNishpach is Hukish L'mayim, I have a posik by Chaya, that Dam Chaya is not Hukish L'mayim L'gabi Kisui. That's the gilui of this posik. Avo Mikom Bokim Hukish L'mayim L'nyin Hechshev. Even the Nishpach Halorit, this is not my, the Hekish is the Hekish. Whatever the posik tells us, that's mafkiya from the hekish, that is mafkiya. So they have a posik that dam chaya needs kisui, not like mine. Fine. So dam chaya needs kisui. See, not makish dam chaya, even though it's nishpach to mine. But the other inyan that I was makish l'mayim l'gabi hechsher, that remains by dam chaya also. V'necholim biyodayim mesoyavos. Litzli Ayri, the Leiboi Adochim. Now, Taisvus Herakashem, the Mishnah tells us, since it's Leiyot Adam, so it's not Huksha. It's not Huksha. So Taisvus says, what do you mean? You have to make Malicha, and you have to make Adocha also. So the Hadocha alone is Machshir the Bosser. So what came on, there was no Dam, but you have to make Hadocha Malicha. So Taisva says, Litzli Ayri, the Leiboi Hadocha. It's speaking about Tzli. And Taisva holds, you don't need Hadocha also. Agavuche, my Chavrus Rabbi Nikenta wanted him, was Ma'irer, that this is not a dover muskim, the Ran, and that base on medalef the dafe horan. So the Ran brings down a Rashbe. This is three lines from the bottom. Avol harashbe zal kosov, the mistavre, the afilu litzli nami omri the boy hadoche. Tzli also needs hadoche, even though you don't need Malicha, but Hadochi you need, Lefi Shedam Sha'alpnei HaBoso Einei Hoylech Al Yedei HaEish. If you have Dam there, and you won't wash it off, so even though the Eish is Shoyev, the Dam Shebifnim, but the Dam Sha'al HaBoso will not go, and will not be Einei Hoylech HaYedei HaEish. Adarabe Nikrashu Misyabesh V'nishar ala boso. So this is a shitas harashba. So the Rashba holds that by tzli, you also need hadoche. So we have to know that our Taisvus, the first heretz of Taisvus, is not so poshit, not a dover muskim. Taisvus al kaponim is choylik on the Rashba. Taisvus holds that tzli does not need hadoche. The eish al kaponim will be shoyev, the dam, the end, that's ala boso. That's one mahalach in Taisus. They say the problem need a dochet. Inami likdeira. Could be it's speaking about you're going to cook it. If you're going to cook it, so you have to make a dochet. V'hutchu b'mei peiris. And you made a dochet b'mei peiris. So the Shach says in Yeredeya, the Ramo brings down such a day, you can make a dochet b'mei peiris. The Mekairis, this Taisus and Chulun daf lamed gimul. He says that you can make hadoche b'mei peiris also, and fine. So these are two chidushim that we see from this Taisvus. They say there's aitik a problem that he says l'chayre was hukshel through the hadoche. So Taisvus says tli doesn't need hadoche, or was hutcho b'mei peiris. Dam she'enei nishpach kamayim enei machshem. Dam that is not nishpach kamayim, ain't a machshir. So al kaponim, aces the hekish to mayim is dam hanishpach. But dam sheniskabel v'keili is not dam hanishpach. So memele, so it's not machshir. It's not hukish l'mayim. היק שהרב רב יעקב מלעיניש בפרק קושו פורך ברידם דקוסה ברחמונה בכל נפש מכם לישי חולדם. וזה שיטה אב רב הבו מסכתס פסוחם. רב הבו הולד, wherever it says loisoichal does not only mean that it's osa b'achila, means it's osa b'ano. Because it says loisoichal kol nevele, and it says you're allowed to give it to a gersha b'sherecha tinen b'cholim b'ochal anochi. So the boss says, why does he have to tell us you're allowed to sell it? It only said loisoichal kol nevele. So you see loisoichal means isa hano also. So why it says loisoichal means isa hano? Prekta gemore. So according to Rav Abo, it should come out that dam should be also bano, because it says loisoichal dam. And how do I know that it's not also bano? It says elu veelu misarvet va'amo v'yoytzim lenachol kidrim. The domim from the chatois apnimis and the chatois achitzonis that the shirayim, the shirayim was nizrak under, was nishpach under yisod. And what happened with this dam? It went out v'yoytzin l'nachol kidrin. There was a canal in the Beis Hamikdash, and the dam went into this canal, into the mayim of this arm of the canal, and the water went out v'yoytzin l'nachol kidrin. V'nimkorim l'ganonim l'zevel, and it seems this water that has dam in it. Nasas mitzvah say there's no problem of kochim, there's no problem of meile al koponim. You're allowed to. So they sold it to the gardeners, and then it was used for zevul. Al koponim, in fact, according to Rav Abo, how can you use it for zevul? It's also bano. Leisoichul da. Umishani omakro al oretz tishpechenu kamayim. No. I have a gilu yakro that dam is muta bano. Ma yim mutorim bano. Abdam muta bano. Rektach toises amurde kikashe. Aba vahash tehechi daich keter hano mehaikro le dam kochim. Here we're talking about dam kochim. Dam kochim is not hukish lamayim. Because it's niskabu bekeli. And that's why dam kochim is not machshir. So memele dam kochim should be also bano. You don't have a posik, it's not hekish lamayim. Hallo yitzki shlomai. Vi a shlomai ha vatais, vist a mikol mokim, kiven de dam chulen shori bano, fine. The abo dam chulen is muta bano, because dam chulen is nishpach kamai. Im kein achile de chsiv gabi dam, havi achile mamish, the whole problem was loisoichel o dam. That by dam it says loisoichel, so the loisoichel of dam, which is speaking about dam chulin also, al kochach only means achila narano. So mamela dam kochim, the iser of dam, the iser of dam sheboy, that I learn out from chulin, that it says loisoichel dam by whom, this is the iser dam, and the iser dam is muta, the dam is hukish lamayim. Over the kids, let's get back to the Gemara. So we have now a problem. We have a problem that, and the Mishnah would seem that when the Bosar is Hursha, the Kabal Tume, Yodayim could be Metamet. So, and we're speaking about Chulin. So, and then Chulin only goes to Lashani. And Shani Yoysa Shlishi Bechulin. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Barabu, Ahoche B'chulen Shalokram B'kesef Maiser Askin. Here it's speaking about Chulen Shalokram B'kesef Maiser. It's speaking about that he had Mois Maiser Sheini. And what do you do with Mois? So he was Machalo the Maiser Sheini on Mois. So the Mois now has Kedushas Maiser Sheini. He goes to Yerushalayim and he purchases Boso with the Mois. So now the Kedushas Maiser Sheini is nitvas on the boso. So now you have boso with kedushas maiser sheni. And we have a machlokes tanoim if a sheni is metama maiser sheni. So we have a machlokes tanoim. Or the loike rameya, and our mission is not going according to rameya. Let us see Rashi, the kesef maiser, birushalayim, tachsiv anasata kesef, bashmi inon, So our Mishnah is telling us to Sheni Ovid Bushlishi Maisha Sheni goes just like Trumi goes to Lashlishi Maisha Sheni also goes to Lashlishi. This man, we learned our Mishnah in Poland. Kol hatom bias mayim midivrei seifrim. Now, let us say, Poshet is speaking about that midarabonon he needs tvila. We'll see the case in Rashi. Metame es hakoidish. It's metame koidish. So we'll see, whoever needs bias mayim needs tvila midivrei seifrim is a din of a sheni. Metame es hakoidish or poisel es hatrume. Umuta bechulna b'maisa divrei ramei v'chomim oisrem b'maisa. Let us see Rashi. Kol atom bias mayim midivrei seifrim. What does that mean? He needs tvila midivrei seifrim. Kol shehu min ha-toyre toyr. Min ha-toyre his toyr. V'soifrim Gozru olof tume. The seifrim will gozer tume. Midarabonon kegoin hayodayim. We'll come back to this. Vakelim shenitmu b'mashkin. Hakelim shenitmu b'mashkin means as follows. You need an ava tume to be metame hakeli. Hakeli is only mekabel tume from an ava tume. Here we're speaking about that a keli was nitma from mayim shenogu b'sheretz. The mayim is a rishin l'tume, which means a Torah it's not tume at all. And the chazal wa goyzer oto mayonai shel zov. That means there's some mashkois which have a din of an avatume. The meraglaim shel zov, zove shel zov, or of a nide. So kaponim, there are certain mayonis which have an avatume. So they said, that if a rishon l'tume touched a keli, it's midrabonon, the keli is mekabeltum. Vabo roishoi verubai b'mayim shuvim. Person was toivul himself roishoi verubai b'mayim shuvim. Chazal made a gzeire, the bizman chazal, the matvois were not too clean. So after the tefila, people went into mayim shuvim to clean themselves. And then people started thinking that the Mayim Shuvim are Metair and not the Mikveh. So Chazal said that Abo Reishi Verubi Mayim Shuvim is Tomei L'Tumei. So he's Tomei. So he needs Tvile. V'chol Amurim B'Yitziyah Shabbos Eitzel Shmoina Oso Dovo. Kulam. Now, let's talk about the last one. Abo Reishi Verubi B'Mayim Shuvim. And so he needs Tvile Midarabonah. Kulam tumesh sheni letume gozru alei. So midarabonam, it has a din of a sheni letume. Umetame es hakoidish atsoi esei ushlishi. So if it's a sheni, it makes koidish a shlishi. Vetome hu shoise revi, and the koidish is tome. This tome and posel. Tome means that it's capable of being metame further, that's a taich tome. Posel means that the tume only posels this thing, but it's not capable of transmitting tume further. So memele, kachim goes to a revi. So memele, this person who is a sheni l'tume, midarabonan is metame as a kodesh. The kodesh becomes a shlishi, and the shlishi can be make a revi. So memele, it's called metame as a kodesh. Upoisel es ha-trume, trume only goes to la-shlishi, so it's pasel the trume, it's not metame the trume, because the trume is pasel, but doesn't have trume in itself to be metame chem. Upoisel es ha-trume, v'shlishi betrume pasel, shlishi betrume is pasel, v'lo yoved revi, it's only pasel, doesn't make revi. V'sech ha-saiten ha-plon, mitvul yoim bekal v'choymer, in Madach Hatzvul Yoim Pasels, Hashayni Yizicha Pasels. V'chachomim Oisrim B'Maiser, Alme Shani Maiser Michulam. So here we have over here that we have a person who's a sheni, kol atoin bias mayim midivrei soifrim has a din sheni, it's metamas hakoidish, aber mutter bechulun aber meiser, so meiser is a sheni, is mutter be meiser sheni, divrei rabmei, chomim oisrim be meiser, the chomim aser be meiser, so we see the chomim hold that meiser sheni has a din of trume, and a sheni passes meiser sheni. So Memele, so our mission is going according to the Chachamim. It's speaking about Boso that was purchased with Mois Maisa Shaini. And Le Maisa, so this Boso is Mekabal Tumah from a Shaini Le Tumah. That is the Gemara's Teretz. Now, I had a shtickle problem with the, let's go back to the beginning of Rashi. Kol Shuhu Mina Toire Toire, V'soifrim Gozro Olof Tumah Kegoin HaYodayim. So Lechayre Rashi seems to say that the Kogayna Yadayim, that Yadayim are Shnias. So we're talking about Yadayim also. So here the problem, if we're speaking about Yadayim, you don't need Tvila. The Netila is sufficient. Kol Haton Bias Mayim. You need Tvila. So good, all the things in Shabbos, there's other things a person ate, Oichlam Tmeyim, Boroishe Verubay, there you need Tvila Take. But Yadayim, you don't need Tvila. So, I saw the Tiferes Yisrael in Mishnayis, on this Mishnah. So he says it's not speaking about Tumas Yadayim, because you don't need the Bias Mayim. Just as Pshat the Mishnah, it's not talking about that. It says Kol Aton Bias Mayim. God, the Rav and Rashi say here Yadayim. Rashi and Soite. Rashi says Vahayodayim. Rashi says there also Yadayim. Sheitzrichum Tvila. Here we have in the Mice of Rashi. It says over here that Sheitzrichum Tvila. I know it means Yitzrichum Tvilah. I mean, you could also be Matayah the Yadayim with Tvilah. It's like, yeah, but Yitzrichum Tvilah, as in the Loshen Yitzrichum, Kol Haton Bias Mayim, Yitzrichum Tvilah. That's the Loshen is not too clear. Al Koponim, maybe God, I see now the Loshen of the Rabbeinu Gershom, maybe it's not too gefella. Rashi said, the Rabbeinu Gershom says, Kochazine kol aton bias mayim edivrei seifrim, kegoin shetzorech litol yodav koidem sheyoichal, im loinot al yodav. Oh, so you see the Rabbeinu Gershom take, says im loinot al yodav. So it means, so it's not too gefellig then. Yitzrichum tvile if there was no netile. Okay. So it's not too bad. Fine. So Memele, so where are we up to now? So the Gemara says we have no problem. Our Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, that a Sheini is Metamim, or Poisel, Maisa Sheini, and we're speaking about Boso that was Nilkach, Boso that was purchased, I mean, Maisa Sheini says, Kedushas Maisa Sheini, and it goes according to the Chachamim. Frag the Gemara, Maski lo Rav Shimi Barashi, Mimai, Dil ma'at kan loy pligi rabon an alei derameya ela bachilas maisa. The whole machloikis over here, if the chachamim oisrim, that's speaking about to eat maisa, ela bachilas maisa, that a person whose tone bias mayim, he's not allowed, chachamim oisrim, to eat maisa. Aval benigia de maisa, but to touch maisa, va'achila de chulin, or to eat chulin, like pligi. So, we'll see soon in Rashi, that Rav Shimi bar Rashi asked, this whole machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachomim is speaking about achila. The Chachomim oisrim to eat it. We'll see the Loshon oisrim is mashma that they, doesn't say if he touches it, it's sabah. The Chachomim oisrim, it means it's oisrim al achila. So if a person is tomei, So Mamela, he's not allowed to eat Maisa Shaini. Avu Menegiya de Maisa, Vachila Dechun Lai Pligi. So Mamela, Vaho Negiya, and our Mishnah is not speaking about Achila. Our Mishnah is speaking about Negiya. How do you know the Mishnah is speaking about Negiya? Midiktoni necholim biyodayim misoyabois. It says that if there was not mukshar, it's nechal biyodayim misoyabois. So why did it say, why didn't it say oichlim biyodayim misoyabois? It says necholim miloyaskinen de kosofi lechavre. The Mishnah is speaking about that the person who ate it is toil. And the one who's giving it to him to eat, he has necholim, not oichlim. Necholim, someone that is nechol, yidei achel, to a person who has yidayim misoyevais. Milei eskin in the kosof ilei chavai. So what does the Gemara say? Our Mishnah is not speaking about a iser achile, because our Mishnah seems to speak about that the machel has yidayim misoyevais. But the oichel could be his toil. So al kochach, the whole iser has to be an iser negiye. And we don't see this in the chachamim. The chachamim only asel achile, not negiye. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Mima yalfis, mida rabono. Lisheini oise shlishi b'maise. Dil ma'ad kan lekomri rabonon. Ala da'os lechel. Misha yodov misoya voisa boba maim shuve, lo yoichel b'maisa. Da asurim b'maisa, but now it says asuri b'maisa, achila mashme. Asurim means not allowed to eat it. That's the mashmois of asurim. Avo b'achila d'chulin, maido. B'achila d'chulin, the maido. Ubenegiye d'maisa, nami lo yosri. Mas nisnosu apilo benegiye. How do you know the midiktoni necholim, like toni oichlin misha yodav misoyevois? The neidik mnei hayotadam lo yoichlim, el necholim lacherim, al yedei misha yodav misoyevois. It's speaking about that the person who has his yodav ashnias, he's machel someone else, but the oichl is God at toyer. The kasof alei chavre. But akinen, oh, hukshiru, it would be hukshir, ein echolim lacherim. So the Easter is not mitzad achila, how much possible bu, the giyisheni, polek alaman diyoma. Milo yeskine kloima, milo mashme nami, necholim lacherim, beochedak masnisen, a yosem emdam, ein echolim. Fine. So that is pshat. That is pshat, and that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's kasha is that our Mishnah is speaking about Negiye, and the Chachomim only asar achila. Zot Toisves. Bedul ma'at kan loy pligi elo ba'achila. When the Gemara asked the kasha, the Gemara was a tentative kasha. Maybe the machlekes is only ba'achila. So Taisa says, Aval gab de noked loshen dilme, dire shekeinu emes, takazoi, the whole is according to Ramazoni Achila, obereise mocheches kein, da surim bemeise mashme bachila, that the loshen takas mashme achila, obepeire kreime bekeidish legoros ve dilme bishim sefer, and they have the same gemore in chagige, and there's no ve dilme, the gemore says, behechlet, ad kan loy pligi ele bachila, Bachila de chulin, and so now the Gemara makes the whole cheshbon. The whole machlokes is bachila de maisa. Oba by negiya de maisa, nachila de chulin like pligi. Oye tzorich kan lachila de chulin, I'll give the nokti meseches kegigi nokti hoch. Fine. Boho negiya hi midiktoni venecholim. The Gemara asks the kasha, that our Mishnah asav negiya, because it doesn't say oichlim, it says necholim. Vim toima, va'afilu imhoyot nan oichlim, yochel ledagdek, de benegiya airi. De I benegiya shori, amaylo yoichel kshayotza memdam, even then gufoi tomei umutzer liga. So let us just explain Taisus Kasha. Taisus is asking Amiridike Kasha. The Gemara brought a raya from our Mishnah that our Mishnah asked Nigias Maiso Shaini, Boso Shenikach Bekesa Maiso Shaini. The Mishnah asked Nigia because it says Ein Necholim, doesn't say Ein Oichlim. The Negeya is not even eating it. So, someone else is eating it. So you see that the Isser is Negeya. That's the Gemara's Kash, because it says V'necholim. Praktoises Amir de Kekashim. A fool would say Ein Oichlim. The Mishnah is speaking about a person who's Yodayim Isayavois. His hands are Sheini Latume. He himself is Toyer. Yodayim Isayavois. He's Toyer. So, Praktoises, if we will say, the Gemara wanted to say now, there's no Isser Negiyah and there's Isser Achille. So what is Pshat? There's no Isser Negiyah and Isser Achille. So Pshat is that a person who is Tomei Midarabonon is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheini. Afilu, he's not Metamid. I mean, that's what the Gemara wants to say. He's not Metamid. You're allowed to touch Maiser Sheini. Even though Maiser Sheini is a Kedusha, you're not Metame the Maiser Sheini. Maiser Sheini doesn't go more than a Sheini Latume. But there's a din, a Tome is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheini. Fine, that's the din. And that's the Chachomim Oisrim and the Ramei Uds. No, there's no such din, a Tome with the Rabban is allowed to eat Maiser Sheini. Fine, okay. Praktoisvis, now let's talk about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is, it would say Oichlin. Ein Oichlin. It would say Ein Oichlin V'yadayim Esayvois. So what is the Isser over here? The Isser can't be, because of eating, he's Toyer. He's a Toyer that's eating it. And if you'll say that there's no Isser Negiyeh, so what's wrong? What's wrong if it would say Ein Oichlim? You'd also prove that there's an Isser Negiyeh. Because if there's no Isser Negiyeh, so why is Ein Oichlim? He's a Toyer. He's a Toyer. Bishloim in the case of Kolatoin B'Yismayim, speaking about it. He's a Tomei. He's a Tomei, and Habo Roishe B'Rubei B'Mayim, he's a Tomei. So Tomei, the Chomamot, he's not allowed to eat Maiser Sheini, even though he's not Metamed. But our mission is not speaking about a Tomei. Our mission is speaking about a Toyer B'Yadayim Esoya voice. Our mission is speaking about that he's a Toyer. So, and if it would say, Ein Oichlim, the Isser al-Kocher is only mitzad negiyah, not mitzad achila, because he's a Toyer. So why did the Gemara have to bring a diyak? It says, Ein Echolim, oh, so speaking about someone else is eating it, and the Sofilei B'Yadayim. On the Yukim, I will say, Ein Oichlim, I have a Echocher that is a Isser negiyah. So that you could have proven it, I feel it would say in Oichlim. V'yesh loima, the hava mine, that's the lotion of the Shittim Kibetzes Dach Sechmer. V'yesh loima, the hava mine, v'yesh loima, the hava mine, techmiru chachomim shloi lechel kishyesh lo yadayim esoyevois, afal gav demuta liga. So let us try to understand what Taisus is saying. So Taisus says, no, without this diyuk, if we say Ein Oichlim, so I would say, Take, there's no Isser Negiyah. There's no Isser Negiyah. But if he has Yodayim Misoya voice, if he has Tommy Dicke hands, he's not allowed to eat it, even though he's toil. It's an Isser Achille. It's a Nisa Achille because he has Tomei Dike hands. That's why the Gemara had to bring a raya that Yenna is not allowed to eat it, even though Yenna has Tomei Dike hands. That's a proof that it's a Nisa Negiyah. But if it would say Ein Oichlin, I would say it's Taka Nisa Achille, even though he's Toya, because he has Tomei Dike hands, and he's not Metame. He's not Metame the Maiser Shein. These are the words of Tosfos. Now, we have to understand it's like a Pogadum over here, I mean, a mother's eye. That could be, he's not Mitame V'yadayim, and he is Toyer. But such a combination, if such a combination, that his hands are Tomei, even though he's Toyer, he's not allowed to eat it. Fine. So the Teferis Yaakov says, Pshat in this Tosfos, he says as follows. He says, Amor dikedimyan. I mean, what's that? Since his hands are tummy, he's not allowed to eat it. And he's toil. Zukta teferes Yaakov, Amor dikedimyan. He says, let's talk about this. Adin etzilis yodayim. By chulam, by pas. You have to wash your hands. Stab yodayim shniyas. Now, two questions. Am I allowed Chazal wa v'sakin, that there's an issa, that you're not, there's a din that fills your dime bypass. Look, it's a very shakim. So what is the din? Am I allowed to touch pass? I'm not eating that. Am I allowed to touch pass? No problem. Lay not al yodav is no issa negi. You're allowed to touch pass. It's gonish mit gonish. Case number one. Case number two. What is the din? You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven washed his hands, he has toidic hands. Shimon didn't wash his hands. And Reuven is gonna put into Shimon's mouth. He said, I didn't wash my hands. No problem. I'll put into your mouth. The halach is it's also. Shimon is not allowed to eat it. Because Shimon has your dying Messiah voice. That's the halach. So the Teferis Yaakov says, so don't look at Tosfos like Tosfos is coming from us. Tosfos up somewhere the kizah. Tosfos says that even though he's toil, but if he has yadayim mesayim, he's not allowed to eat it. He says, we see there is such a concept. We see there is such a concept that by the netilas yadayim shall pass, they asked not to touch, there's no issue to touch the pass, but you're not allowed to eat the pass of your yadayim mesayavis. What's pshat? We see that's a Chazal Asa. We see Chazal created an Isser Achila if he has Yadayim Messiah. We see such a thing. Not some Memele. So he says, so he's also the same thing. I would say that it's Taker an Isser Achila. He's Toyer, but a person with Yadayim Messiah is not allowed to eat Maisa Shein. Fine. That's that. But he says one more nekude, but now we have to be elach. Let us learn the Mishnah. So where are we up to now? If we would say Oichlin, so then I would say there's an Isser Achila, even though he's toyer, Yadayim Asavis. A person who's Yadayim Asavis is not eating Maisa Shein. But let's learn the Mishnah elach. But the whole Isser Achila is davke if the Bosa was Mukshah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. If the boso was not Mukshe, then there's no Isser Achila. So that means even though we have now a concept that the Yadayim Mesahavis are not Metame the boso, and there's an Isser Achila, but yes, Yadayim Mesahavis, there's only an Isser Achila, not Isser Achila, but that's Davke, if it's Mukshe. If it's not Mukshe, then there's no Isser Achila. If the Etzem Machel is Mutke from Kabbalah Stume, then there's no Isser Achila. As I state in the Mishnah. Now, from the Loshen of the Teferis Yaakov, it would seem that by Netilas Yadayim Lepas, it's also the same thing. If you have Pas, that's not Moksha, there's no Din Netilas Yadayim. If he gave a Moshe Ladimian, that's what the Loshen, it's little unclear, but the Mashmois of the Teferis Yaakov is like this. In Kainim Anachnus, they have a tremendous problem. They bring down, Ramoshe is a Chuvin, the Piskei Chuvis bring down, that Erev Pesach Shechali is Bishabes, some Emele, so there's a problem with Chometz and those and that. Eat egg matzahs. Eat egg matzahs, and you can make a Moiti on egg matzahs, because you can make a Suda and those. Fine, eat egg matzahs. But the Piskei Teshuva says clearly, Ramosh doesn't mention anything, Piskei Teshuva says clearly, hey, you can be a Suda, and you wash on the Tilas Yadayim, and Shalom al Yisrael. So, this I don't understand too well. von der Loschen zu Peres Yaakov, it would seem, the whole Iser Achille, I mean, we're saying Pshat Na'atoysvis, it was Medame, the Iser Achille of Maiser Sheini, to the Iser Achille of Pas by Yodayim Mesoyavoy. And he says, and that's the Avgifa was Mukshel. So, I don't know, so, I mean, here they say the Biskichivis brings down Klot Nukas Basic. He says, if you can make your Suda, you wash, make a Mutil Shedayim, no problem. So this, I don't understand. If the din is like that. Let's go a little further. So we have a problem. The Gemara says, we have a problem. The Mishnah says, that if it's muksha, ayidei the dam shchita, then ein acholim ayidei yedaim esayevois, and the Gemara is takasha yedaim arsheni was speaking about chulin, so there's no iser negiye to touch even ma'aser sheni with yedaim esayevois. Elam harapop ochav yedaim tchilas askine, no problem. We're not speaking about stam yodayim which are sheni letumen. We're speaking about yodayim which are rishin letumen. Where do you see that yodayim are rishin letumen? We'll see soon. Rab Shimon ben Elozar. It's going according to Rab Shimon ben Elozar. The Sanya, we learned the machlokes tanoi. The Tanakama holds ein yodayim tchilais lechulim. The Tanakama holds, although there is a concept of yodayim can be a rishin letumen, but not lechulim. Lechulim will never be mitam lechulim. Rav Shimon Allah Zayim and Mishim Rav Meir. Yedayim tchilas lechulim. Yedayim, if they are tchilas, it's they're mitam lechulim. Ushniyas and stam yedayim is mitam letume. So the Gemara says, I don't say tchilas lechulim ain letume loy. Gemara says no. Ochi kama tchilas af lechulim. Tchilas, if the region letume, so it's metam chulin. Shnius, if it's stam yadayim, it's only metam etume. Tchumein lechulin loy. Frag the Gemara umi iko yadayim tchilas. There's such a concept that a yadayim should be a region letume. And Gemara says, yeah. The sanya will enter baraisa. Hichnis yodov lebeis amenuge. A person stuck his hands into a beis hamenuge is yodav tchilois. So the yadayim become a rishon letume midarabona. Divrei Rabbi Kiva. V'chachomim oimrim yodav shniyos. The chomim say that yodav shniyos. So al koponim, we see there's a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and the chachomim, Hichnis Yodov Labeis HaMenuge, the Rabbi Kiva holds Yodov Atchilis, it's a Rishin Letumen. So we have a case, he says, Bachulm Yedayim Mesoyavis means there were Rishin Letumen, so Memele, so it's Osa Bechulam. Let us see Rashi, Besanye, Milanta Baraisa, Ein Yodayim Tchilis Lechulam. Bamokim Shohuska Yedayim Tchilis, wherever it's mentioned, Yadayim Arishin Lutumik, and Yadayim Shuknus Lebeis HaMenuge, the Mikri Trilas Lehuskru Eitzel Chulam. That's what the Tanakam holds. The Bechulam Lehavi Elishnias. Elinyin Trume, Bekotchim Shabin Yatrilas. That's what the Tanakam holds. Mashenkim Bisha Yadayim, the Fulu Trume Shnias Haven. But the Nichnus Lebeis HaMenuge, it's Trilas Lagabi Trume Bekotchim. Abshim Ben Elozrem, Yadayim Trilas Huskru Eitzel Chulam. Yedaim shniyis kegein stam yedaim uskeweitz lo trume lasoysim shlishi lo poislo. Hichnis yodov kshenotlom betiaren mitume stam yedaim. So that means there's no problem of tir mitume stam yedaim. So memele, so this is, so here we have a machlokes, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Rabbi Kiva holds that it is a and Makiva holds that Yadayim are Rishin Letume, and the Chachamim hold that it's a Sheni Letume.